朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
We've been talking about it. I don't know if this past week we find ourselves closer with the Lord.
跟随他的脚踪说明我们跟他很近的。
And the fact that we're following in his footsteps speaks of the fact that we're very close to him.
当他转弯的时候，我们知道需要转弯。
And when he makes a turn, we know it's time to make a turn.
当他停住的时候，我们知道我们需要停住。
When he comes to a stop, we know it's time to stop.
当他加快脚步的时候，我们要加快脚步。
And when he picks up his pace, then we know that it's time for us to pick up our pace.
整个跟随脚踪的这一跟随耶稣的脚踪这一件事情，是一件太蒙福的事情。
And it's a blessed thing to be able to follow in Jesus' footsteps.
说到他把我们带进一种持续跟主同在同行的生活。
It speaks of the Lord bringing us into a continual fellowship with Him day by day.
说出了。我们在走一条再也不会失迷、不会错误的道路。
It speaks of the fact that we're going to be on a path that we will never be lost and never be wrong.
尤其我在新年的三堂里面说到，我们一方面跟随他走一条属天的路。
And particularly during the retreat, we talked about the fact that we're following the Lord in a heavenly way.
我们用一个完全跟这个世界体系、价值观念、标准不一样的这个智慧来走这条路。
We're walking with a wisdom that is completely different from that of this world.
一面讲到我们是在走一条生命的路。
And we also talked about the fact that we're walking the way of life.
每一步路都叫我们得生命，得意思丰盛。
Every step that we take causes to gain life and life more abundantly.
而且这条路是带领我们进入荣耀的。
And that this way is also the path.Pathway into glory.
哦，非常感谢办公室的同工，他们帮我们弄了一个这个信息时针啊。
And I thank the coworkers in the office that they put together wonderful sayings, the proverbs throughout this retreat.
那我自己是不敢当用时针这个字。
And I dare not say that they are proverbs.
就是这个
wonderful saying.
对我只能把它当做主耶稣所说的，不要糟蹋了。
And,
零碎都不要糟蹋。
I only dare to say that the gathering of these sayings are the things that the Lord do not want us to waste away, the remains, the things that are left over.
那在这么多的话里面，很多弟兄姊妹都提到，我那天曾经讲过，跟随耶稣的人。
And many people recited the fact that this one particular saying, that those who follow Jesus,
没有一个不蒙福的。
Not one will not be blessed.
没有一个人他的生命是不会被改变的。
And everyone's life will be changed.
没有一个人他的价值是不会提升的。
And everyone's value would be elevated.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我希望这些话真的在我们里面激励我们。
My brother, sister, I pray that these words will encourage us.
激励我们到一个地步，我们能够跟彼得一样讲得这么斩钉截铁。在你有永生之道，我们还跟随谁呢？
And that we could have such certainty as Peter that he would say, with you is the word of eternal life, who will we follow then?
在我们里面永远产生一个渴慕，就是我们来到任何的聚会里面，我们都说我们要见耶稣。
And there will always be a thirst in our hearts, and every time we come into a meeting, we would say, we want to see Jesus.
刚才诗歌说到整个世界 on fire,
And the hymn that we just sung, it says, when the world's on fire,
整个世界在被燃烧。
When the world was burning,
弟兄姊妹，你知道燃烧是一直持续在进行的事情。
Do you know that this burning is a perpetual thing?
燃烧带来极大的伤害的。
It brings about tremendous amount of hurt.
人人需要耶稣。 People need Jesus.
Everyone needs Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是需要耶稣啊。
Yes, brother and sister, we need Jesus.
我们参加任何的聚会，我们读经，我们祷告，我们小组的 gathering， 我们都要见到耶稣。
Whatever meetings that we attend, our prayers, our time of in the Word, we need to meet Jesus.
那我今天开始，我会一连串继续再讲十到十二个题目。
And I will continue for about 10 or so topics.
继续讲跟随耶稣的脚踪行。
And continually to follow the theme of following Jesus' footsteps.
我会从耶稣为我们所立的榜样。
And I'll speak from the examples that the Lord set for us.
我会用从耶稣所讲的比喻。
And from the parables that the Lord has given.
耶稣所行的神迹。
The miracles that he's done.
耶稣所给的教训。
And the teachings that he's given us.
这每一个都是很多很多很丰富的。
And every single one of these items are so abundant.
那这四个 subtopics, 这四个副题里面我大概每一个挑三个来做。
And each one of these subtopics, I would pick maybe three examples as message themes for everyone.
像例如说，我们现在要讲耶稣是这个所立的榜样。
And as the example, the model that the Lord has set for us.
那耶稣的榜样太多了。
And certainly, Jesus has many, many examples to follow.
所以我们就只能提三个。
We could but mention three of them.
耶稣祷告的榜样。
And the example is given us through prayer.
耶稣侍奉的榜样。
And the way he served.
耶稣为门徒洗脚。
And the way he washed the feet of the disciples.
我们只能挑几个来让我们。来开一个窗户，然后让我们能够继续读下去。
We could but pick a few topics so that the windows would be open as we read the scriptures. We could continue.
像主耶稣讲的比喻
，as the parables of the Lord's given.
这么多比喻，我们也只能够挑三个，然后让我们看看怎么样子来读耶稣所讲的比喻。
And there are only three parables that we can pick from, and we pray that we would be able to see and learn from all the parables of the Lord's given.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一起在这一段的时间里面，我们不光是听了一些信息。
And again, in these times, we not only hear messages.
如果这些信息不能够把我们带进在生活里面，真正的脚踏实地的来跟随耶稣。
But if these messages cannot lead us to an actual walk with the Lord every day.
那就是我们传道人最大的失败了。
And then is the greatest failure for us who are preachers.
那我也相信是弟兄姊妹最大的亏损。
And I believe it's your greatest loss.
那怎么我们今天要讲耶稣所立的榜样
？So today we want to look at an example to the Lord set for us.
讲到耶稣怎么样子教导我们祷告
？As how Jesus has taught us to pray.
他自己就是一个祷告的人。
He himself is a man of prayer.
我忘了一个音乐家的名字，他是意大利一个很有名很有名的小提琴家。
And there was a very famous violinist in Italy.
他到了九十多岁的时候
，When he was in his nineties,
他的技术其实已经是炉火纯青的。
And he's coming to the sunset of his year.
Yeah, the skill reached the top.
He's at the pinnacle of his skill.
Yeah, 但是他每天还练六个小时。
But every day he still practices for about 6 hours a day.
所以当记者来问他的时候，说你为什么？技术这么好的，年纪这么大，你还在每天练六个小时、啊、
？And so the reporter would ask him, "You are already so skilled. Why are you still practicing every day?"
为了让我能够继续的进步。
He said, "For the sake that I may improve continually."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果说今天有一个任何一个属灵的操练是我们一得救就会，到我们去见主我们还不会的话，祷告绝对是其中的一个。
And brothers, I know that the one thing that we would learn, we would know how to do.And that we would still need to practice when we see the Lord is this issue of prayer.
没有一个基督徒可以说我已经知道怎么祷告了。
Not a single Christian can say, "Oh, I already know how to pray."
连保罗这么会祷告的人，他说我们本不知道当怎样祷告。
Even Paul, who's such a prayer warrior, would say that even when we do not know how to pray.
好，如果祷告是这么重要的事
，So prayer is such an important thing.
祷告是我们一辈子都要学的事的话
，Prayer is something that you learn for the rest of your life.
既然要学，就跟名师来学，对不对
？If you want to learn it, then you learn it from the best.
所以很多人很喜欢说我的老师。
So a lot of people would boast, "My teacher is so and so."
我从来没有听过一个人跟人家说我的钢琴老师是余弟兄。
I never heard anyone who said my piano teacher is Pastor Yu.
那你讲一个普通的老师，人家也不会怎样。
And even an ordinary teacher, somebody may not.
当你讲你的老师是贝多芬是巴哈的时候，哇，人家说真的吗
？And when you say my teacher is Beethoven, my teacher is Bach, you would say, "Wow."
好，弟兄姊妹，我们学什么东西，如果有幸找到最好的老师，这是我们的福气。
And whatever you want to practice or learn, if you can find the best teacher in this art.It is your blessing.
尤其是最重要的事情
Particularly the most important things in life.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等的感谢主，我们的主耶稣就是我们最好的老师。
Brothers, we thank our Lord that He is our teacher.
他就是我们最好的榜样。
He is our best example.
当我们来看耶稣怎么祷告的时候
，When we come and look at Jesus as to how He prayed.
当我们看见耶稣甚至教导我们祷告的内容该是什么的时候
，And as He teaches us the content of prayer.
弟兄姊妹啊，这实在是一个福气啊
！It is indeed a blessing，
不能轻看的。
Do not despise it。
这个，我们知道那个谁啊 ，Warren Buffett， 在网络上这个 这个让伊拉可以背着跟他吃顿午饭，他可以把他的经验跟人分享。
And Warren Buffett, when put it on a bidding war for people who is willing to come and share a meal with him at lunch.
哦，我记得2006年还是07年，那个是中国人。有一个人，我是现在讲到才想到这个例子。他是100多万币得到一顿饭，跟他吃个饭，一美金呢、啊。
A man paid about $1 million to have a lunch meal with Warren Buffett。
要隔了一年以后，又有一个中国另外一个有钱人花了200几十万跟他为的是一顿午饭。
And then a year later, another Chinese man paid over $2 million to have a meal with Warren Buffett。
哦，弟兄姊妹啊，那学的不过是怎么赚钱。
You but learn how to earn money。
啊，碰到的人不过是世界上有钱人之一就是了。
You only met one particular person that is wealthy in this world。
但是我们今天却来跟宇宙中最高最高最高的这位伟大的主来学祷告。
But today you're coming to the Lord Most High God to learn how to pray。
在我们讲之前，我们有一节圣经，我们需要先读一下。
Before we continue, there's a particular verse that we should read together。
约翰一书第二章第六节。
John chapter 2 verse 6。
No, First John chapter 2.
First John chapter 2 verse 6。
约翰一书第二章第六节。没有在我的讲义上，所以你们要 take notes。
First John chapter 2 verse 6。
那这里说到出来了没有？人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。我们一起来读，好不好？
Let's read it together.
He who says, 人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。大家记得我们去年的主题下半年是什么吗？
You remember the second half of last year? What was our theme?
住在基督里。
Abide in Christ.
花了半年的时间操练。所以如果我们现在已经住在基督里的话，我们就应该 move on to the next stage, 叫做跟随他的脚中行，照着主所行的去行。
It's been about half a year learning this topic of abiding in Christ. So if we truly abide in Christ, then we need to move on to the next stage, is to walk in his footsteps.
所以我用这一句话把我们两大段的信息把它连起来。
So I connect these two large portions of our messages together.
我们再读一次，好不好
？Read it together one more time.
人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照着主所行的去行。啊，所以弟兄姊妹，一个真正住在基督里的，在他身上有一个特点，就是他越来越活得像耶稣。
And there's a particular characteristic for those who are following Jesus is that every single day he's becoming more and more like Jesus.
那我们今天学第一个功课就是学习他的祷告。
And the very first lesson that we want to learn is to learn how to pray.
我们会发现一件很稀奇的事情，祷告居然是在耶稣整个生活和侍奉里面一个最重要而且不可少的根基。
And you'll discover that this is the one foundation that is not lacking in all that Jesus has done in his life.
我们也曾经说过，弟兄姊妹，我们除非有对的祷告生活，不然我们不可能有对的生活和侍奉。
And we even said before that unless we have the right attitude or the right prayer, this is impossible for us the right service and the right way of life.
当我从这样子讲过来的时候，弟兄姊妹可能不太愿意这个注意听啊，或是没有听得很细。
And I find if I start from this particular perspective, maybe you won't pay attention or you wouldn't pay attention to the details of what I'm going to say.
我把它倒过来。
So I'm going to flip it around.
因为什么？我们最近的生活，我们的侍奉，有没有叫我们疲倦，叫我们受苦，叫我们愁烦，叫我们忧虑烦恼？
Right, just our services and our lives these days, have they caused us sorrow, us burdens and troubles?
没有吗？
Do they not?
我们真的活得这么喜乐、平安、安息、满足吗？
Do we live in such joy, such peace, and such satisfaction?
如果我们的生活、我们的侍奉、我们的工作、我们人际关系、我们各方面，如果我们觉得是在混乱，是在一种不安息的里面，弟兄姊妹，这就是对我们来说是一个提醒。
Of our services and our lives and our relationship, if we find that we are in the midst of chaos, then it's a reminder for us that this is something that we are lacking.
这个时候我们回头再来听我刚才说的话，人如果没有一个正确的祷告生活的话，他的生活和侍奉就一定出问题。
So I come back and say, if a man does not have the right prayer life, then there's something that's going to be wrong in his normal day walk.
除非我们有正确的祷告，我们就不可能有正确的生活和侍奉。
Unless you have the right attitude in prayer, you're not. It's impossible for you to have the right attitude in service and life.
弟兄姊妹，如果你们愿意去找格言的话，你可以从很多属灵的前辈里面关于祷告的生活，他们有这么好的话，那真的是实真啊。
If you want to look for wonderful sayings, you will look. You can find these things from our brothers and sisters that walk before us. That they are precious.
所以弟兄姊妹，就像有个弟兄曾经说过，他说：“请我们切实记得，我们能够为神和为人做的最大的事情就是祷告。”
And as a brother had reminded us that the biggest thing and the greatest thing that we can do for others is to pray for one another.
我相信在座很多人都纪念在台湾、在中国、在香港、在我们远处的家人。
And I believe everybody here, you are mindful of those who are in Taiwan, who are in China, who are family members that are far.
我们看到好的维他命，看到好的营养品，看到好的，同时我们可能会买得寄给家人。
And we find nice vitamins and nice food products, and we would think about our family members, we would send them home.
我们在座的人都很爱自己的孩子，都希望给他们买好的，给他们预备好的。
And everybody here loves their children, and we want the very best and buy the very best for them.
那我们可能中间有很多很爱主的弟兄姊妹，愿意为神家 do something.
And there are many brothers and sisters here that loves the Lord, that wants to do something for the Lord, do something for His house.
但是你看见我们的弟兄提醒我们，我们一定要记得，我们能够为神和为人做最大的事情，就是为他祷告。
And as our brother reminded us, the greatest thing that we can do for God and for man is to pray.
他说的，当我们祷告的时候，我们就达到了前所未有最高的境界。
And then he says, as soon as we start praying, we come to a realm.That we have never come before.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我真的是求神怜悯我们，让我们不能够疏忽这最重要的事情。
Once I ask the Lord to have mercy on all of us, that we will not neglect this one most important thing.
这是仇敌一直一直一直一直要破坏的一件事。
This is something that the enemy wants to destroy time and time again.
也是仇敌最怕的事情，就是地跟天的连接。
And it is what.Fears him most because heaven and earth is connected through prayer.
啊，刚才这个 Aaron 带我们唱那首诗歌550首的时候，它里面几次讲到我们要把万事借着祷告带到主的面前。
And at the beginning of our worship session, Aaron led a song that what a wonderful friend we have in Jesus. That we need to bring all that we have to Jesus through prayer.
我们把所有的担子、所有的这个忧虑，我们借着祷告把它带到神的面前。
All of our burdens, all of our sorrows, all of our weariness, we bring it before the Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，祷告是基督生活一切的侍奉和根基。
So, brothers and sisters, prayer is the foundation of all of our services and all of our lives.
我在这里简单的列了几节经文，说列一次就是了。
And I simply listed a couple of verses as examples for all of us.
第一个，我们看见耶稣给我们一个很好的榜样，就是他常常退到野地、退到海边、退到山上去祷告。
And we find that Jesus has given us a wonderful example that he often retreated to the wilderness, to the seaside, or into the mountains to pray.
所以第一件事情我们要学习的，就是要学习在我们的生活中，我们要学会怎么退休 ，not retire 哈。
So
we need 那个退休。
We need to learn in our everyday lives how to retreat away from.The busyness of our lives.
哎，你们这些小老美，可不可以告诉我们，这个为什么英文的退休要用 retire？ 退休就是要休息，为什么要再 tire 一次呢？要 retire？
I want to ask everybody who is versed in English, why is the word retired used when you come to the end of all your work? Why are you going to be retired again?
应该是 retreat.
You should be retreating.
对你再好一次了。所以弟兄姊妹，我们要学会常常常常在忙碌中，我们退回到主的面前，好好享受主。
A lot of time in our busyness, we need to come and retreat into the Lord and enjoy the Lord.
仇敌一直要做的一件事情就是切断这个连接。
And the enemy, the one thing he wants to do is sever this connection.
一个再爱主的人
，a person that no matter how much he loves the Lord,
如果祷告生活不正常，如果跟天之间没有活泼的连接，他早晚会停下来的。
There's a problem with his prayer life. His life is not connected to heaven. Sooner or later, he'll come to a halt.
你有再大的力量，早晚会耗尽的。
No matter how great of your might and your strength, one day you'll come to an end.
以赛亚书说，少年人要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
So Isaiah says that the young will grow weary and tired, and the strong will grow weak.
好的，唯有那等候耶和华的，他一定要重新得力。
Only those who wait upon the Lord shall have their strength renewed.
他们要像鹰一样展翅上腾，奔跑不再困倦，行路不再疲乏。
They will soar on eagles' wings, they will run and not be weary. but to walk and not be faint.
你们有没有看过一些老鹰是只在地上活的？
Have you guys ever seen eagles that just lives on the ground?
那很辛苦的。
And it's very tiresome.
它明明里面有的生命是属天的，是超越的，是可以翱翔的。
He has a life that is surpassing like a soar.
但是它却不飞的。
But he doesn't fly.
我曾经讲过老鹰的故事，至少讲过四次不同的故事。
And I know when I talk about eagles, I've given four different stories.
有一个老鹰不肯飞，是因为它跟鸡天天生活在一起，已经习惯了跟它抢东西。
One particular eagle was not willing to fly because he lived among chickens and is too comfortable, and he would fight foods with them.
所以他天天在地上就跟鸡抢了，他已经不飞了。
So every day he would just fight with the chicken on the ground. He no longer fly.
另外一次不飞，因为他被这个捕兽器这个捕鼠器夹住他的脚，飞不起来。
And the other bird, the other eagle, could not fly because he was ensnared or captured by a trap.
我们被罪恶捆绑住了。
He is held by sin.
我们没有解决我们的罪，你怎么想飞，你绝对飞不久，你一定就是下来。
You don't deal with your sin, no matter how much you want to fly, sooner or later.
讲过很多遍，我仍然要讲。任何人被网络捆绑的，请你们一定要小心点。
And I say again to many of you, or any of you who are trapped by the internet, you need to be careful.
你试百次、试千次想飞，你一定下来，因为你底下网绑的一个重的。
You try 100 times, 1,000 times to fly and to soar, you are weighted down by that sin.
第三个我讲到老鹰的故事，是老鹰从天上下来，在一块浮冰上面休息，在 relax。
And the third story I told about the eagle was that he came down from heaven above and he's relaxing on the ground.
很多时候我们累的时候，我们也都想找个地方好好休息。
And every time we're tired,
甚至我们把教会所有的服事辞掉，我要一段安静的时间，要好好休息。
We want to find some time of rest, and even we tire from all of our retreat from all of our services, we just have a time of rest.
用什么真正认识撒旦的人，真是真正尝过苦头的人都知道。我基督徒所要的休息，不是世人所说的 relax.
And every Christian knows, and everyone who suffers from Satan understands that the rest that a Christian needs is not just to relax.
真正的休息绝对是在基督里面，在生命里面的重新得力。
The true rest is always the renewing of strength in Christ Jesus.
所以这只老鹰休息久的时候，想要起飞的时候，那个冰块已经到了瀑布旁边。他认为他等一下一定可以起来的。
So the eagle is resting and he's on this on the slab of ice that is floating down river and is coming to the fall.
等到他想要起来的时候，他的脚已经被冰粘住了。
And before he realized it was time for me to get up and go, he discovered that his feet were frozen and locked in onto the ice.
发现他飞不起来，他就下去了粉身碎骨。
He discovered that he cannot soar and he falls with that piece of ice and he is crushed.
另外我还举过一个老鹰的比喻。
And I gave another example of an eagle.
弟兄姊妹，当一只老鹰在地上跑十公里，就是走十公里。
And when an eagle is running on the ground for 10 kilometers,
他所花的时间
，at the time that he uses,
他已经可以飞至少100公里了。
He could be flying for at least 100 kilometers.
他所花的力量
the strength that he
可能让他远远远远超过可以飞100公里
That could surpass the distance that he could fly.
弟兄姊妹，今天到底我们是在地上过老鹰的生活呢，还是我们在天的境界过老鹰的生活？
So from these stories, are we as eagles living on the ground, on the realms of the ground, or are we soaring in the heavens above?
我们需要常常退回到主的面前。
We often need to retreat into the Lord.
当我们正在主里面的时候。
When we're truly in the Lord,
那个属天的能力、力量跟智慧就在我们里面是真实的。
The heavenly strength, the heavenly wisdom is real in us.
常常可以在你的很短的时间里面，你碰到的天，你就碰到的能力。
In a very short time, when you touch heaven, you touch strength.
在很短的时间里面，我们一跟主相遇，我们可以整个人不一样。
Such a short time you meet the Lord, your entire life will be changed.
弟兄姊妹，我真的知道我们在说的是什么。
Sister, I know what I'm talking about.
不光有的时候在肉身上有很大的痛苦、头痛什么痛，但是一转向主的时候，力量来了。
Yes, physically, I've gone through a lot of pain, even when I have severe headaches. But whenever I turn to the Lord, strength comes.
很多的时候在很深的痛苦、很软弱的里面，一转向主，力量就来了。
And a lot of time in deep pain and deep sorrow. when I turn to the Lord, strength comes. Because His power is forever real, forever there waiting for us. And look, there are so many plugs on the wall in this room. If you don't believe it, try it. Go and put something conductive through that. And immediately you'll be shocked.
Everything boring. You want something exciting, but try it.
And you sit here, you're about to fall asleep, you find things are boring, go try that particular example. And you find Christianity is very boring, go try it. No one who comes in touch with power is not shocked by it. So our Lord Jesus often retreats into the wilderness, even go up in the mountains, and throughout the night He would pray.
Brothers,
if our Jesus needs it, what about us? Our cell phones, we know we need to charge it up every night. Perhaps the second day or the day after, you know that this would be out of juice. And your cars, you know you need to go gas up. Our knives and our axe, we got to sharpen them because we know they're going to grow dull. But why is it that in our spiritual life, we neglect the one thing that we absolutely have to have? The one thing that we cannot do without is but one. I am not encouraging brothers and sisters to isolate yourself or to escape. But you and I need that personal quiet time before God.
圣经里面这里的例子, 耶稣散了众人以后, 他就独自上到山上祷告, 到了晚上,
and the scripture that I quoted, that when he had sent the multitude away, he went up onto the mountain by himself to pray.
马可福音1章35节, 他说, 次日早晨, 天未亮的时候, 耶稣起来, 到旷野地区,
and then Mark chapter 1, verse 35, now in the morning, having risen long while before daylight, he went out and prepared in solitary place.
弟兄姊妹,
and these are the examples the Lord Jesus set for us.
第二个,
and then the second example that He's established for us is that in all the important junctures in His life,
耶稣不仅仅祷告,
Jesus not only prayed, He prayed through the night or He fasted and prayed. And I gave but a few examples. The very first one, when Jesus was about to be baptized, and Jesus also was baptized, and while He prayed, the heaven was open. And Jesus has given us such a great encouragement. A true prayer, heaven will open. A true prayer will allow us to meet the God who hears our prayers.
And something is happening.
And what a marvelous thing is that as we are praying, something is happening.
弟兄姊妹啊,这是一个真实的祷告,就是天会开,人在圣灵中跟神相遇。
A true prayer is that heaven will be open, we will meet with God face to face in the Spirit.
这是我们盼望有的啊,
this is what we long for.
然后讲到耶稣在挑选门徒的时候,他就上山祷告,而且整夜祷告。
And then again, before Jesus was to go call or pick out His disciples, He prayed through the night. He went to the mountain. And for the great things and important things in the house of God, we need to pray.
只要我们可能,只要我们可行,我都不赞成教会用投票选举,
while we are able, while we still don't need to, I don't want us as a church to vote for something.
因为教会重大的事情决定不是用举手表决的,
because the important things concerning the house of God is never by decided by votes, but by praying on our knees.
连主耶稣挑选门徒,
even when Jesus was picking out His disciples,
就是没,
and He knows all things. Why did He need to pray?
不光是在敲的事情上, 他要依靠 来寻求神的旨意。
Not only in the process of picking his disciples, he needs to discern and know the will of God.
他为所有所挑的，所有这些的人都为他们祷告。
But for every person that he is called and picked, he prayed for every one of them.
等一下说到主耶稣祷告的时候，他改变容形嘛，整个神的荣耀从他身上彰显出来。
And the next example is Jesus praying, he was transfigured.
等一下讲到他在克西马尼，他受苦之前，他在那里祷告。
And in Gethsemane, before he suffered, he was praying.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们今天如果你在难处的里面的话，请我们每一个人都要记得祷告。
And brothers and sisters, if you are in the middle of difficulties, please remember to pray.
仇敌就是叫我们先去解决问题。
The enemy always tells us, go solve your problems first.
解决不了了才来找神。
If you can't solve your problems, then come and look to God.
还是弟兄姊妹，当我们里面真的敏察到前面有重大的事的时候，就让我们用祷告来经过它。
Brothers and sisters, if we are sensitive that important things are coming, in our lives, and we need to come and resolve it.
要都整个人掉进去了，陷入了，受伤了，我们才来呼求神。当然，仍然要需要呼求神，但是常常我们已经受很多苦头。
Don't wait until you've fallen completely in the midst of the troubles, then you come and call out to God. Yes, we need to call out to God even then, but do not go around along that route.
那天跟贝教师谈到，他很想去耶路撒冷，去以色列看一看。
And I was sharing with Sister Bakker. She was telling us that she really has a desire to go to Jerusalem and to.To look around.
当我那天跟他讲到克西马尼园仍然是那么真实，橄榄树已经两千多年了还在那，他好羡慕。
And when I tell her that Gethsemane is still the same, that those olive trees are still there, and she really, really admires to go.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要想到在那个孤单，在那个受苦、充满仇敌攻击的夜晚。
But if you can imagine that night of solitude, where the enemy is just coming at him.
所有的门徒都跟不上。
When all the disciples could no longer.Follow him.
耶稣一次两次三次提醒他们，叫他们要陪着他祷告，要警醒祷告，结果他们每次都睡着。
Jesus once, twice, three times has said, please come and pray with me. Be watchful, but they all fell asleep.
那天晚上这些安安静静的橄榄树看着宇宙的主宰耶稣基督跪在那里大声哀求祷告主。
So the stillness of the night, all the olive trees observe the Lord of the heaven and earth. He is crying out towards God.
所以当我们去的时候，看到一些观光客跑过来，跑过去，照了相就跑。哎呀，我们实在忍不住，我们坐在克西马尼园，坐在那里安静祷告，我们在那里剥饼。
And we see a lot of tourists when they came to that particular spot. They came in, took the pictures, and they ran off. And we were really moved that at that very moment we sit still and we broke bread and remember the Lord.
整个万有，他一句话就造出来的。
That all.Everything in the universe was created by His word.
那么伟大的人那天，伟大的神那天，完全站在人的地位去面对所有的试探。
The great God that day, that night, stood and faced all the temptations by Himself.
面对马上就要来临的苦难。
The trial, the difficulty that is right at His footsteps.
而最让耶稣能够汗如雪点落下来，心中痛苦，求主挪去这杯的，还不是些十字架的苦味。
And the sweat drops that comes from His face and the crying out to God is not because of the pain of the cross that is waiting for Him.
而是在过不久，耶和华要将我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上。
But soon, the wrath of God will cause all of our sin to fall upon Him.
明明是我们犯的罪，那天就好像是耶稣犯的罪。
The sins that we have committed was like the sins that He has committed. That
从来就是这么爱父神，从来不犯罪，从来不得罪神的。
He loved the Father God. He's never sinned. He never offended God.
那天你我所有的罪孽都归在耶稣的身上。
But that day, your sin and my sins were all counted on Him.
我们不敢让人知道的，不敢讲出来的，你想都不敢想的罪，那天耶稣全部为我们承担。
The sins that we dare not utter, the sins that we dare not let anyone know, the sins that we don't even dare to think about, those sins were counted on Him.
想到不久以后他要被父神弃绝，他要被父神弃杀。
And not soon after, He would be forsaken by His Father.And his father was slaying him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个太大的事情。
This is a great thing.
耶稣在主的面前祷告。
And Jesus is praying before God.
一次祷告，两次祷告，三次祷告。
He prayed once, prayed twice, he prayed the third time.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣也是就在那里提醒了我们，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
And so Jesus reminds us, pray in all alertness, lest you fall into temptation.
所以祷告不是一件可有可无的事情。
So prayer is not something that you can do or do without.
祷告是一件绝对不能少的事情。
It's something that you absolutely must have.
祷告也绝对不是只有我一个人的事情。
Prayer is not just my personal thing.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，我们每一次祷告至少包括了三部分。
Brothers, you know that every time you pray, three things are happening.
一个当然是我自己。
One, I myself is part of that prayer.
一个绝对是听祷告的神。
Second, part is the person who hears my prayer.
第三个绝对是拦阻我们、反对我们祷告的撒旦。
The third is always Satan who opposes us.
所以主耶稣才说要警醒。
So Jesus says, be alert.
因为我们不警醒，我们祷告生活一定被夺去，一定被破坏。
Because if you are not alert, then your prayer life will be suffer loss and will be taken away.
我常常说，今天所有神的儿女们，甚至包括所有的传道人，最需要认罪悔改的，就是我们在祷告生活中的失败。
And I say to all of us who are Christians and preachers, we need to repent because we have neglected this issue of prayer in our life.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证。好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。